Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 2nd. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. The grains overnight, we had March corn down a penny and three quarters at 431 and a quarter. March wheat down 4 1/4 cents, 543 and three quarters. And November beans down a nickel at 984 and a half. We did have a new export sale this morning, 134,000 metric tons of beans to China. Looking forward to the week. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop progress has now been shut down until the springtime, so there won't be any information there this afternoon. Later on in the week, we'll get export sales on Thursday. We'll get unemployment on Friday. So those are probably the big reports out. We're going to get the USDA crush today. They're looking for 211 million bushels. If they get it, it would be a record out here. For the week, you know, we're really trading, you know, what's the president going to do with tariffs. He came out over the weekend and said he's thinking about putting 100% tariff on the BRIC nations if they go ahead with their own currency. So we'll see where that takes us out here. The WASDE report comes out a week from Tuesday. People are thinking that there may be some cuts in soybean and corn production out there. We'll see if they actually get it, but that may be a little supportive. But it looks like we could certainly make new contract lows here in the bean oil. Not in the bean oil, but the soybeans are within a dime, wheat's within a couple of cents. So maybe we make new contract lows on the first Monday of the month, and then hopefully a little bit of a bounce. Really not a whole lot of other news. We've got crude oil up 82 cents a barrel. The dollar is up 61 ticks, so they'll kind of offset one another out here. But the market wants to know what's going to happen with the tariffs. The weather in Brazil, you know, I think they must be getting pretty wet. They've had rains every day for the last 6 weeks, but we haven't seen anything about too much rain down there yet. Argentina looks to be in good shape. They look to dry out in the 11 to 14 day forecast. So we'll see if that puts any upward pressure on the beans, but frankly, I doubt it. Both crops look like they're in pretty good shape out here. I think we're at where we've been at for the week, and that we'll see the pros willing to sell rallies with the big Brazilian crop on its way, and the end users looking to buy grains before the possible tariffs. And that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.